All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, we saw it late last week, and to me, it was a move that had to be made. And what I'm talking about is the Denver Broncos and outside linebacker Von Miller coming to an agreement on a six-year, $114 million deal. Now, of course, Miller was the MVP of Super Bowl 50, and you saw from the opening kickoff that this guy just went out there and wreaked havoc on the offensive game plan of the Carolina Panthers. Now, of course, in this offseason, the Broncos did slap Miller with the franchise tag. And earlier in the offseason, Broncos executive VP of football operations, John Elway, did offer Miller the same six-year, $114 million deal. The only difference was the first time around, there was $39 million in guaranteed money. This time around, there was 70, and that really changed things. You look at the pay breakdown and what Miller will receive. He'll only get $2 million in base salary for the upcoming season, but it really kicks in next year. $17 million, a $3.4 million signing bonus, $19 million in 2018. And this deal, if it is fulfilled, and of course, that's the big if when it comes to contracts in the National Football League, will more than likely keep Miller in a Denver Broncos uniform for the remainder of his career. But you look at the impact that Miller can make when he is healthy. He came into the league as a second overall pick in 2011, right behind Cam Newton, and he had 11 and a half sacks in helping the Broncos win the AFC West. He had 18 and a half sacks in 2012. He got injured. He blew out that knee during the 2013 season. Of course, the Broncos were still able to get to the Super Bowl without him. But you look at what he's been able to do. He's back healthy right now. He had 11 sacks during the season last year, teaming with DeMarcus Ware at that outside linebacker position. And a guy like Miller, he has that rare blend of speed, tenacity, and relentlessness. And you go out there, this guy to me, he's not on the same level of Lawrence Taylor, don't get me wrong, but he has the blend of the pass rushing skills of a Lawrence Taylor and a Greg Lloyd when you go out there and watch him rush from the edge. And he is the engine that keeps this Denver Broncos defense going. And of course, the Broncos have had several departures here in free agency. You also look at the injury that Aqib Talib, their cornerback, suffered during a shooting at a Dallas nightclub. And it's imperative for the Broncos to have a guy like Miller back into the fold. Training camp is set to begin, and you also look at the fact that John Elway had to go out there and make a statement to this club that he is not going to throw away the 2016 NFL season. Of course, the Broncos have a lot to deal with as far as replacing players such as quarterback Peyton Manning. So I think it had to be done. It got done, and now the Denver Broncos and Von Miller can go forward together. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.